We're on Tezvav Amidbeis Atap. We said that Reb Shimon HaMetzapa held that the Korban HaTamid was different than a regular Ola. Regular Ola, you made two Matanos that were four, one on each caddy corner of the Mizbeach. And by the Korban HaTamid, you made one like that, and then on the other side, you made two separate matanos on the two sides of the corner, in order to be like a chatos. Zemora says, "Maishna the yoyev ola bereisha v'hadr yoyev the chatos, neise bereisha the chatos v'hadr neise the ola." Why do you do the one that looks like the ola first, and then the chatos? Do the chatos one first. The reason being, the Rishonim say, because in every case where you have to bring an Ola and a Chatos, the Chatos comes first. So if this Korban HaTamid has in it some aspects like Chatos and some like Ola, the Chatos aspect should come first. Mar says, no, even the Ola he called Mabereshah. No, the Mice, it's an Ola. It's an Ola that you treat somewhat like a Chatos. But since basically it's an Ola, the Ola, what's it called, Matamas come first. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay. Umayshna diyoyv mizrachis tzvonis, umarovis dromis. Why do you put it on the caddy corners that are northeast and southwest? Nesav dromis mizrachis. Why don't I put it on the southeast corner? And then on the Gruah takes out v'hadr tzvonis marovis, and the opposite caddy corner. In other words, the southeast and the northwest. Right, southeast and northwest. So why dafka the southwest corner? Amre ola tuna yisod. The ola, the matanis hadam of the ola have to be above the place where there's a foundation to the mizbeach. And dromis, the keren dromis mizrachis lohavi le yisod. And the corner of the Mizbeach, the southeast corner, didn't have a Yisod. That part didn't have a Yisod, because that was not in the part of Binyamin. We learned before, there was a little bit of a part of Yehuda that came through. That part of the Mizbeach was not in the part of Binyamin, didn't have a Yisod. See Rashi. Ola tuna Yisod, she'idom anitim b'mokum she'yisod l'matei menu. The dam should be put on the Mizbeach in a place where underneath it there's a foundation, there's a Yisod. That the zevach ha'ola should have a yisod where you put the donim. Kerem mizrachis dromis lohaya la yisod. Kedamriya mesechus midos. Hayisod hoya mahalich al pnei kol hatzofav. The yisod went on the whole north side of the mizbeach. A picture here. Somewhere. Okay. Picture in your mind. The whole north side of the Mizbeach had a Yisod. The Al-Pnei Kol Marav, the whole west. The north and west had complete Yisod. Ochel b'mizrach ama achas, k'shatzof and kilo l'mizrach. The east side of Mizbeach, where it intersected with the north side, had one ama of Yisod. So the east had one ama right next to the north side of the Mizbeach. In other words, the northeast corner had an Amma Yisod. Uvedorom, the south side, Amma Achas, Kishamar of Kolaladorom. And the southwest side also had an Amma of Yisod, right, on the south side. North, west had complete, south to west, one Amma, and what's it called, south to east, one Amma. That means, Amma Lohay Yisod, the Mizrachis Dromis. On the southeast side, that corner, there was no Yisod at all. Because that portion of the Mizbeach was not in the Chelek of Binyamin. Right? That Chelek of Binyamin, the Shechina, the Mizbeach was. Therefore, since it wasn't in the Chelek of Binyamin, it didn't have a Yesod. Okay, and the Ola needs Yesod. Okay. Now the Gemara is another Kasha. So that's why you do it on those two caddy corners. Maishna diyohib bereisha mizrachis svonis, v'hadr maravis dromis. Okay, now we know why you do it on northeast and southwest. Because that's where the Yesod was. Why don't you do it the opposite order? Why do you first do it the northeast and then the southwest? Nesim Bereshim Aravis Dromis. Do the southwest first. V'hodem is Rachis Solnis. Because when you come up to the Mizbeach, that's to your left. And that's right there. So Mar says no. Kivin the Omer Mar Kopino Shatapone Lo Yu Ela Derechemin. Lemizrach. We'll see in a second. This Lemizrach has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Whenever you turn to your right. So Bereisha Bahu Paga. Therefore, the first Karen that you come to that had a Yesod is the Karen Mizrachis Tzvonis, the northeast Karen of the Mizbeach. The Mizrashi explains how that is. Even the Omer Mar, my Masnis and the Rami Bar Yecheskel Hilakamon. Right, later on, it's Mishnah called Pino Shatapone. Lo Yehu El Derech Yamin LeMizrach. Hachalo Shayech LeMizrach. Here, LeMizrach doesn't make sense. Not talking returning LeMizrach. Right? Ela B'Zvachim Shayech LeMisnayu. In Zvachim, the case over there is the turning to your right is turning to the east. The Ayri Hosam Benesinus Kevish HaMizbeach LeDorom. Right? Over there, the Gemara speaks about where the ramp to the Mizbeach was. It was on the south side of the Mizbeach. The Yolif Lom Minu Malosa Ponos Kodim. Tain malos of Lidoro. Kodim is south. Put the ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach. Kedei should take Tchilas Pinos of Likodim. Now, in order that you should face east when you make your first turn. Because if it's on the south, then you're going towards the north, and when you turn to your right, you turn to the east. Okay? If the ramp is on the south, so when you go up the ramp, you're going northward. And when you turn to the right, you're going towards the east. Kishatifnil derech yamin. Dechol pinos derech yamin hain. We learn that you always turn towards the right. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Omid al Shnei Mosar Bakar. Rami Yecheskel said that the Yam of the Shlomo made stood on 12, metal cattle. The Agava he gears a knot the Chaldurch Mizrach. Over there, since Lamaisa, over there, when turning to the right, is to Mizrach. Since you're going up the ramp, which is on the south side of the Mizbeach, towards the north, so it mentioned also, Lo Shaykh Lemer El Derech Yamin, the Sulo, because over here, you're not going around the Kevesh. You're not going up the Kevesh. You're walking around the Mizbeach. You're not on the Kevesh. You're down on the floor. Right? Those Matanas were talking when you went up the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. So here you're down on the floor. So the question is, what's it called when you come into the Azara? Which way you turn right is there? Why? Barisho Paga. Shaala Bekevesh Uponel Yamin. When you go up the Kevesh and you turn right, Pogeya the Karen Mizrachis Dromis Trilo. So which Karen do you get to? The southeast Karen, because the ramp is on the south, and when you turn to the east, the first corner is southeast. Bishami Efshalite. There you can't put the Matronis. There ain't no Yesod. There's no Yesod on the southeast side, like we said before. So you have to pass that up. Umakif, Ubad, Mizrach. What's the next corner? Next you come to the north side, east. Northeast corner. That's the first one you hit that has a Yesod. The Afagav, the Matandam, ain't no Ola Bekevish. Lamaisa, by Amatandam Ola, ain't no Ola Bekevish, right? Lamaisa, you don't have to go up on the Kevish to give the Damim of the Ola, because they're down in what's it called on the side of the Mizbeach, not on the top on the Kronos. Do'a al Ritzba Omeid, you're standing on the floor, the Hakli Biyodo, and the Kli is in your hand, the Zorik Limarachok, and you throw the dam from the Kli. You'll see the Zorku, Do'a Lamata Menachutunosin, you give it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Afilu hachi kivin shebechata shenitna be'elyona shel keren tzorech lalos bekevish derech hadorim uponu lemizrach. Since by achatas we have to go up the kevish and turn to the east, and then the first keren that you get to that has a yisod is northeast, not southeast. Hachinami bechol adomim, so too with all the other matan domim. Even though you're putting those damim on the bottom half of the mizbeach, not up on top, and you don't have to go up the kevish, mask v'hakif miderech adorum shuponim shom mizbeach kepesach knisus abayis misham ponim yamin. Same thing. Even though you're not going up the kevish, you start your round from the south side, turning towards the east, and go around the mizbeach that way. Okay. Maybe for that pasuk, alo lasa tamid yeyosevin isko, right? Maybe we learn the opposite, that the carbon chatos that comes along on Rosh Chodesh, or that comes along with the carbon tamid, right? The chatos that comes with the carbon tamid, that should be like an ola. Do the matan domim v'n ola in the chatas. Not that the korban tamid, which is an ola, should have part of it done like a chatas. Rashi. Dilma b'chatas the Rosh Chodesh. No, Rosh Chodesh. Yom Rachmona. Ovid be maisa ola. By Rosh Chodesh is where it says this. It says, what's it called? The siri zimechod l'chatas Hashem. Al ola satomid yeyosev nisko. So from the fact that it said, what's it called, chatos lashem, and then alo lasa tamid, we learn that you do to the tamid something similar to a chatos. Now the Gemara says maybe the opposite. Maybe in the chatos you do something like an ola. Where it says lo sokedaitach, yichsev alo lasa tamid yeyosev nisko. My kamar achmana midi the chatos shodi aola alo lasa tamid. What you're doing is something that's connected to the Ola, not something connected to the Chatas. The Chatas is Al HaOla, not the Ola is Al HaChatas. So the Matan Domin, similar to a Chatas, you do in the Ola Satomid. Okay. Lo Sokadaita, the Siv LeChatas Al Olas. Menela Chatas Al Olas means the something about that's similar to a Chatas on the Ola, not do something similar to the Ola on a Chatas. Okay, Tanan Hasam. Omer Lohem HaMemunah. The Memunah said, Rashi says, Tanan Hasam, Mesechus Tamid, Velo Shayach L'Mikbei B'Gemara D'Yoma, right? Right, so this Gemara has nothing to do with us. This is a Mishnah in Tamid, okay? Ela Mishum D'Mayri La'el B'Shinli K'Hai Gavna, Man Tana Seder Yoma, Reb Shimon Isha Matzapahi, Lo Shaminan Le'i D'Omer Hachi, Ela Mishum D'Shaminan Le'i D'Poliga Seder Tamid, Mok milistami the plige atomid alibe. The ain shita kazos mitsuya bigmara, kavanomi lahach gabe de mesukma nomi bahach shitza. But since before we said that there's a machlokus between the Mishnayis and Tamid and the Mishnayis and Yuma, and the Mishnayis and Tamid go like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon Isha Matzape. Yeah. The, right, and he's the one who, right, Rav Shimon Isha Matzata. So now we're going to bring another case where there's a machlokus between Tamid and Yuma, and we're going to see that it also goes according to one man the Yomer. Okay. So that's where we bring this Mishnah down. Since we brought before the idea that there's a machlokus between the Stam Mishnayis and Tamid and the Stam Mishnayis and Yuma, they go according to different opinions, we're going to bring another one down where there's similar machlokus. Now, Hamamunah hu askan. So Rashi says the Mamunah is the skan kohen gadol, skan kohanim, right? And Tosfos says that in Yerushalmi it says b'feirish the Mamunah and the skan were two different people. The Mamunah was somebody who was like a gabai in the Beis Hamikdash. Skan kohanim was the understudy to the kohen. And the Bavli Sanhedrin, the Maisa says like Rashi, hu Hamamunah hu askan. That Mamun and Skan were the same person. Okay, so the Mamunah said to them, "Tzu veheviu klem lishkas beis atloim." He's the one who ran the show. He was the master of ceremonies to the Karbanos. He gave the directions. So the Mamunah said to the people, "Go get a klem from the lishkas beis atloim, right? and bring it now for the Talmid. In other words, he was directing the what was had to be done to what's it called to bring the Korban HaTalmid. It's not so much Yom Kippur, it's on a regular day. So one of the directions was go to the Lishka Space HaKloim. There was a Lishka, a room, an office where they kept sheep to be able to use. There was never less than 6 sheep that they had to check, had been checked for mumim in that Lishka. So they always had, enough for 3 days or three tamidim, Shachar, Arvis, and the next day Shachris. V'halo Lishka Sakloyim hoya b'miktsoa tzvonish maravis. The Lishka Sakloyim was in the northwest side of the Azorah. Okay, now Rambam holds it was outside the Azorah with an opening into the Azorah, and Rashi will see learns it was half in the Azorah and half out of the Azorah, and it was here. A picture here. Okay, it was out here, but it wasn't. It doesn't have it out here, does it? Yeah, back here. It was in the Beis Hamokad. This is the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns it was half inside the Azorah and half outside the Azorah. And it was part of the Beis HaMokad. There were Lishkos on the outside. This is the, north side of the Beis HaMikdash towards the west. This is west, north, south. So here on the northwest side of the Azorah, there were various Lishkos, which we'll see, and one of them was Lishkos Beis HaMokad, was the Beis HaMokad. Beis HaMokad was a place where they kept fire. See for what purpose. In that, there were 4 Lishkos in the 4 corners of that gigantic Beis HaMokad. That's what Gemara is going to discuss now. So Lishkos HaKloyim was one of the rooms in the corner of the Beis HaMokad. And the Beis HaMokad, again, was on the northwest side of the Beis HaMikdash. And according to Rashi, half of it was in the Azorah, half out. And according to the Rambam, it all was out of the Azorah with some doors opening into the Azorah. Okay. So, Halo Lishka Satloim Haisum Mitzot Tzvonish Marovis. Right, this Halo is not a question. It's just a statement. Right, and the Lishka Satloim was on the northwest side of the Mikdash. The Arba Lishkos Hayusha, and there were 4 Lishkos in the Beis HaMokad. Achas Lishkos HaKloyim, one of them was Lishkos HaKloyim. The Achas Lishkos HaChosmos, one was a room where they kept the seals that they would sell. And you gave give the money, you get a chosam, you go and redeem it for the amount of oil and wine that you need for your korban. The Achas Lishkas Beis HaMokad, and then there was a Lishkas Beis HaMokad. Aside from the big Beis HaMokad, which these Lishkos were in, the 4 corners of, there was a Lishkas Beis HaMokad inside the Beis HaMokad. We'll see 1 second what that was for. The Achas Lishkas Shosim Balechem Aponim. And there was also Lishkas, the place where they made the Lechem Aponim. So in the Beis HaMokad, there were 4 offices, 4 smaller rooms in the corners, and these were the purposes. Okay, see Rashi. Milishkas HaKloyim, the Hevil HaTomid, they brought a sheep for the Korban HaTomid, Milishkas HaKloyim, Shoyu HaKloyim, Shamavu Korban. That's where they checked the sheep for Mumin. Kiddishnan, in Pochsim, Mishisha HaKloyim, Amavu Korban, Milishkas HaKloyim. There never was less than 6 Kloyim in the Lishkas HaKloyim at any time that were checked for Mumin. You always had 6 to pick from. Bahalo, Kamova Hare, Hibamokum Ploni. Right? And where was this Lishkas HaKloyim? The Miktsoa Tzvonis Marovish of Beis HaMokad. It was in the northwest corner of the Beis HaMokad. And it was also on the northwest side of the Azorah. But in the Beis HaMokad, right, had 4 Lishkos. And the Lishkos HaKloyim was on the northwest side. This is not the right picture because we'll see it's a machlokas. But it should be, according to this, down here. The northwest. Here's the north side and the west. So this corner is northwest corner of the Beis HaMokad. This is where the Lishkas HaKloyim should have been according to what this Mishnah says. Okay. The whole building is Beis HaMokad. There's a building called Beis HaMokad. Here. I should have marked the pages, but in any case, the you see, it makes a difference. This was the Beis HaMokad. The Beis HaMokad itself had two purposes. The way Tosus learns, the Beis HaMokad's main purpose was to keep the fire here. To keep the fire going for the Mizbeach. There's always a mitzvah to bring fire from the this is a Beis HaMokad with a keep on top and a dome, and it had four things in the four corners, and according to what we're saying now, the Lishka Satloim should have been over here, this side, and inside there was big fires in the what's it called in the Beis HaMokad. Rashi says that the reason is, we'll see in one second, to keep the Kohanim warm. They walked barefoot, cold floors, so they had to come and warm up in the Beis HaMokad. Tosus says that the Beis HaMokad also was to keep a fire going, to use fire for the Mizbeach, because you always had to bring, even though there was fire came in HaShemayim, you had to bring the secular fire, and the second Beis HaMikdash, the fire didn't come in HaShemayim. And also they had a separate Lishka also to keep fire, two places to keep fire going. According to Rashi, the main purpose of the big Beis HaMokad was for heat, and the little one was to keep the fire going. They have a fire always going for the Mizbeach. Rashi. The Beis HaMokad was a big room. They met of fires in there. The Kohanim should be able to come there and warm up. They used to walk barefoot on a what's it called marble floor. It's freezing cold. And in the four corners of this gigantic room called the Beis HaMokad, there were smaller rooms, and each one served a different purpose. And one of them was Lishka Sakloim, and according to this Mishnah, the Lishka Sakloim was in the northwest corner of the Beis HaMokad. What were the other ones? Lishka Sachosmos, Sheminich in Sham Chosmos Shalokeach Salsos and Nesachim in Ahekdish. Somebody who had to buy flour, oil, and wine for his Nesachim. So he didn't buy it directly, give the money to the people who sold the flour and the wine and the oil. He went and paid for a chosam, right? They gave him a piece of paper with a seal on it, and it was, and there were different seals for different amounts of flour, oil, and we had this in Shishkalim, and he would go and redeem it by the guy who sold the flour and the oil and wine. Right, the nesachim in a hektish bedomim. Kiddushlam is secheshkolim. Dalit chosam soyim amikdash. Vayukosav aleim egel gedi zocher chote. Vehein simone keves v'ayil upar. Ushlosh behem mishom atzora. One was the nesachim for a keves. One was for an ayil. One was for a par. And one was to get what you needed for the three behemos of a matzora. Kol mi shi mevakesh nesachim balo etzel hamamun ala chosmos. The nosei lo mos kfi nesachim shutzorek. Somebody needed nesachim, went first to the person who gave out the chosmos, gave him money for the amount of nesachim that he needed. Mekabel mivenu chosam shalosam nesachim. And he got a piece of paper with a seal on it that he should go and redeem for that amount of oil, wine, and flour that fits the nesachim that he needs. He gives him the seal and he gives him the goods. Lishka Beis HaMokad, Lishka Ketana Shekruya Beis HaMokad. Aside from the fact that the whole building was called Beis HaMokad, there was a Lishka Beis HaMokad, there was an office called Beis HaMokad inside the Beis HaMokad. Upsucha the Beis HaMokad Agadol. It was opened into the big Beis HaMokad. Sha'osim bo lechem aponim, shall base garmu. Osim shah maisa lechem aponim, shah yisham. Base garmu were the people who made the lechem aponim, and they made it in this room that was in the Beis HaMokad. Le Beis HaMokad psuchasla. Okay, now the Gemara says, so we said the Lishkas HaTloyim was what's it called, was one of the Lishkos in the Beis HaMokad, and it was on the northwest side of the Beis HaMokad. But Aminu, the Gemara says, I'll bring a contradiction to that. Arba Lishkas Hoyu Le Beis HaMokad. There's a, what's it called, another Mishnah. This Mishnah is where? Is in, one second, there's the base, where? This, oh, there's a Mishnah Midos, and the other one is where? Base, Tamid, one's in Midos and one's in Tamid, okay. So the one in Midos, and the one in Tamid says that it was on the northwest corner. The one in Midos says, Raminu arba lishkas hoyu lebeis hamokad, kikitonio sapsuchos utraklin. Same thing, like little rooms open into a gigantic room. Shtayim bakodesh v'shtayim bachol. Two were bakodesh, two bachol. So the way Rashi learns, shtayim bakodesh v'shtayim bachol, shel beis hamokad miktsasa b'nuya besoch hazara mikudeshes miktsasa bachol. Bachol and bakodesh means they were built, mamish, half in the hazara and half out of the hazara. Two of them. The Rashi paspasin, mavdilin ben kodesh lechol. And there were little amudim, what's it called?
Stands.
Not stands, they were like poles. Little poles, poles. That separated between the part that was kodesh and the part that was chol. Umay hayu mishamshos, what were these four lishkos inside the Beis HaMokad? Maravis dromis hayu lishkas tlei korban. On the southwest side was the Lishkas Tlei Korban. That's the way this picture shows it. Here's the southwest side of the Beis HaMokad. That's where the Lishkas HaTloyim was. So that's according to the Mishnah in Midos. But according to the Mishnah in Talmud, it should have been down here. So it's a stira. One says that it was up on the north, on the southwest side. The other one says it was on the northwest side. So that's the stira that the Gemara is going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Okay, this is Rashi Paspasim. Chatichos Eitzim Mavdilim L'Simin B'Mokom HaMafsik Ben Kodesh V'Chol. The place that was in Kodesh, and that's why two of them, the way Rashi learns, two of them were mamish inside the Azara, and they were opened outside. So there was what's it called, and these were the Paspasim that separated between the part that was Kodesh and the part that was Chol. According to the Rambam, everything was outside. Except these two had doors open to the inside, and something that's open to the Kodesh is also Kodesh. So the Rashi Paspasim were what's it called, were there by the doorway, what's it called, which part was Chol and which part was Kodesh.